Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency as wildfires tore across the Los Angeles area with devastating force on Wednesday. Flames broke out on Tuesday evening near a nature preserve in the inland foothills northeast of L.A., while another blaze that started hours earlier ripped through the city's Pacific Palisades neighborhood. A third wildfire started around 10:30 p.m. More than 30,000 people have evacuated their homes. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinex says high winds and low humidity are combining to make fighting wildfires in Southern California very difficult.
In this case, with several fires ongoing, the winds are expected to continue throughout today and even into Thursday as well, providing very little in terms of any relief when it comes to anything meteorological for firefighters combating the ongoing fires in Southern California.
The causes of all three fires are under investigation. Israeli military strikes across Gaza killed at least 27 people on Wednesday, Palestinian medics said. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Israel's military said it struck Hamas militants operating in a school in Jabalia and that it took steps to minimize risk to civilians. Israel has been targeting Hamas since its October 7, 2023 attack killed 1,200 in Israel. According to health officials in Gaza, more than 46,000 Palestinians have now been killed in Israel's 15-month-long assault. Palestinian father Bilal Kalab's 17-year-old baby was one of the victims. We were asleep in peace. We woke up to find ourselves under the rubble at 2:30 in the morning. My baby is 17 days old. He died and he's only 17 days old. I haven't had the chance to enjoy my time with him yet. What has he done? What's his fault? International mediators have stepped up efforts to seal a ceasefire and hostage exchange deal between Israel and Hamas. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block sentencing in his hush money case in New York. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
President-elect Donald Trump turning to the nation's highest court to intervene in his Friday sentencing in his hush money case. His lawyers asking the Supreme Court to step in and halt it. This comes after New York courts refused to postpone the sentencing by Judge Juan Merchan, who presided over Trump's trial and conviction last May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something he denies. The Supreme Court asked for a response from New York prosecutors by Thursday. Julie Walker, New York.
This comes as the Justice Department said on Wednesday that it will release special counsel Jack Smith's findings on Donald Trump's efforts to undo the results of the 2020 presidential election, but will keep the rest of the report under wraps for now. The revelation was made in a filing Wednesday to a federal appeals court that was considering a defense request to block the release of the two-volume report while charges remain pending against two Trump co-defendants in a case accusing the Republican former president and president-elect of illegally hoarding classified documents. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol faces a new and potentially more robust attempt to arrest him for insurrection after a top investigator vowed to do whatever it takes to break a security blockade and take in the embattled leader. Zachary Gulman from Reuters reports.
Since Parliament voted to impeach and suspend Yoon last month over his short-lived martial law decree, he has been laying low at his official residence in Hanamdong, an upscale district popular with business tycoons and celebrities known as Korea's Beverly Hills. Meanwhile, protesters supporting and opposing him braved freezing temperatures to stage rallies in streets. Yoon's official residence has been fortified with rows of barbed wire and a small army of personal security. Experts say massive security is needed to ensure a smooth arrest. The investigator told a parliament committee that the second warrant execution would be the last.
Zachary Gulman for Reuters. The Ukrainian military said on Wednesday that they launched an overnight strike deep inside Russia that set fire to an oil depot that serves an airbase for Russian nuclear bomber planes. The Russian regional governor said the cities of Engels and Saratov, on opposite sides of the Volga River, had been subject to a quote-unquote mass drone attack. Ukraine's general staff also said it had carried out a successful strike on a Russian military command post in Ukraine's Russian-occupied Donetsk region on Wednesday. The facility has been used by Russia to coordinate attacks against Ukrainian troops and civilians. Separately, a Russian attack killed at least 13 and injured 18 others on Wednesday in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, VOANews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.